Welcome to a podcast presented by the Oregon Department of Transportation. This is number 4 in a series of podcasts prepared by ODOT's Geo-Environmental Unit. The title of this podcast is The Highway System During World War II. During World War II, Oregon saw large population increases and major war investments that placed a heavy burden on an already overused and underfunded highway system. In fact, most major highway projects completely ceased construction, with the exception of emergency projects that were needed for the war effort. This was most obvious in Western Oregon, near Pacific Highway US 99, where two massive Army training facilities, Camp White near Medford and Camp Adair near Corvallis, were largely dependent upon highways for supply and travel. In the Portland metropolitan area, construction of war-related industries such as shipyards and aluminum plants on the Willamette and Columbia Rivers transformed the city into a major manufacturing center that attracted more than 100,000 new residents to the area during the first 2 years of the war. The war effort, in combination with new population, significantly increased traffic loads and reduced funding for highway maintenance, accelerated damage to the highway system, and pressed capacities to their limit. The Oregon State Highway Department, OSHD, now known as ODOT, retained a very limited capacity to maintain roads during the war, and ultimately affected the agency's ability to deliver projects until the early 1950s. A 1948 study identified more than 6,700 miles of construction needs and more than 1,200 immediate needs to correct deficiencies which were deemed intolerable. State Highway Engineer R.H. Baldock agreed, claiming that the state of Oregon was close to a complete breakdown of its highway system, and he pressed for large-scale improvements. The Oregon State Highway Division, local political leaders, and the legislature undertook several actions, including raising the gasoline tax and vehicle registration fees, and selling and authorizing millions of dollars in bonds to provide financial support to improve the state's highways. In addition to increased funding, OSHD sought new legislation to successfully plan and develop modern expressways. Oregon used the newly constructed Pennsylvania Turnpike as a model for a new national standard for highway design. It was to create a new, efficient, post-war highway system. However, Oregon was determined to fund major investments without tolls and to limit or control access to its highways. With unlimited access and developments, highways such as US 30 and US 99, constructed prior to World War II as wide, safe, and relatively fast thoroughfares, had become nothing more than congested city streets. OSHD's post-war highway philosophy consisted of largely new road corridors that would bypass most communities and, in some cases, parallel the existing highway system. I-5 and I-84 are great post-war examples compared to pre-war US 30 and US 99. In the early 1950s, the Oregon legislature provided the necessary funding to plan and develop the highway system we still rely on today. Reference material for this podcast was obtained from the publications The Interstate Highway System in Oregon, A Historic Overview by George Kramer, and Casual and Factual Glimpses at the Beginning and Development of Oregon's Roads and Highways by the Oregon State Highway Commission.